Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Benge. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Benge. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Red Holt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Husta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spurgeon. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamieson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 1 in the game. Note hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Husta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. Node moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Node scores. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bench strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson moves to second. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. McNulty moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields it and throws to home to get Jameson. McNulty moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNulty scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Note takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Sewell steals home. It's 5-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0 for 1 in the game. Husta hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Husta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Lamar moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0-for-2 in the game. Husta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Note hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Benges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benges 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benge moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Benge moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNulty moves to second. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bench scores. McNulty moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Note fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 3 in the game. French hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.